Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defon LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 201 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in Studio B in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Nothing like the last minute to get things done, huh?
Exactly.
You know what they say, if you wait till the last minute to do something, then it only takes 1 minute.
Ah, there's some truth to that.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on? I know you've been busy with your big move. How's things going?
Yeah, moving stuff. Got all the furniture delivered yesterday.
Oh, beautiful things.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a bed now and everything?
Yeah, the bed, the new mattress, the entertainment center, couch in the studio.
Did you do it all from one place, or did you kind of like piecemeal it?
No, we did most of it from one place, but we got our mattress from another place.
Oh, okay. So, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Go with the high-end, the Swan and Dolphin mattress?
No, Susie, believe it or not, read mixed reviews.
Oh, okay.
We were going to do it, but we didn't end up doing it. We got something similar. It's a Sealy memory foam, so it's really nice.
It sounds nice. Have you slept on it yet?
Yeah, we slept on it last night.
Was it nice?
Very nice. Comfortable.
It's weird. It must be weird going between two living establishments at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a pain.
Because you got stuff, like you said, you don't have your internet and stuff hooked up at the new one yet, correct?
Yeah, no internet and no TV.
So if you want to watch a ball game or record the podcast, you got to go to the Studio B.
Yeah, we got to go. Yeah, we got to go to. We got to go up the road to Studio B.
How far apart are the two joints?
6 miles, maybe.
Oh, not bad. So no. 15 minutes, depending on traffic. Yeah,
there's no traffic. It's just all country roads. So
yeah, just slow 35-mile-an-hour stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, though, and you're loving it? Happy with how everything turned out? Yeah.
You know, we got some hiccups. We've got some electrical issues.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You put on, like, you plug in a light, and then you blow the breaker, so they got to have the electrician come out.
Some wiring problems.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
But you said you have, like, a one-year warranty, right, under the thing, so anything that goes wrong, you kind of get fixed within the first year?
Yeah. It's not an issue. It's just a pain, because now you got to be there when this guy comes back.
True.
To be expected with a brand-new house.
Yeah, little things like that. It's just, you just hope, like, you turn on the sink and the shower starts running, then you got a problem.
Yeah, all that stuff works. The heat, the hot water works. Everything's good. in good shape, so.
You got to try the heater out, I assume. It's been a little cold down here.
We did run the heater, yeah. The house was a blustery 62 degrees when we entered yesterday to take delivery of the furniture. But that, we don't even have a heater. It's actually just an air conditioner. It has what they call a heat pump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it just runs off your AC. Like, when I turned the heat on, the AC unit kicked on. So, yeah, we don't have, like, a furnace like you guys up north have.
Yeah. I'm guessing that wouldn't cut it through a whole winter. When you need it, like, 6 days out of the year, you could probably get away with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Today's the last day. Tomorrow's supposed to be 69, and then next week back into the mid to high 70s, so.
That's good. Yeah, it looks like the same for us. Tonight's the last real bad, and it's going to be like -6 when we wake up tomorrow morning.
You guys don't see that too often, do you?
No, they said that's a chance to be a record low, needless to say.
How's it feel?
Not that bad. We went out this evening. It said it was 8 degrees. We went to Chili's establishment in Warwick, Rhode Island, met with Por Favor Ed and Por Favor Catherine.
Oh, you did like a date night?
Well, the girls were with us. We had to pick something up for Yergina's birthday party tomorrow in Warwick, so we were going to go to Chili's. So I asked my sisters if either of them wanted to come meet us, and Catherine and Ed took us up on the offer.
Ah,
so we
Mr. Hand made a cameo. How was that?
It was good. I like Chili's. You know, as far as chain restaurants go, they're pretty solid. They're a step up from, like, Applebee's.
You know where we went a couple weeks ago when we were finalizing our furniture purchases was Olive Garden. That's a place I go maybe every 6 years, but I always enjoy it.
It's not bad. It's not like you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Like, you're not getting, like, fancy, fine dining Italian, but you're getting good comfort food, you know, Italian. Mm-hmm. The pasta's good. I like the breadsticks. I can't say anything bad about those breadsticks.
And I think the salad with the salad, they put the right amount of dressing on. It's always good.
I never get the salad because I love their soups. You can get either soup or salad. Their sausage soup is good. Zuppa Toscana.
I'll have to try that next time. But then again, I won't be there for 6 years.
This week's episode of the Por Favor podcast is brought to you by Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family.
That was well done. You were prepared for that.
Yeah. Speaking of unpaid promotional plugs, I have to say... Oh, but before I go on, sorry. Yeah, it was about 8 degrees. It wasn't that bad. A little windy, but I felt like it wasn't, like, terribly cold. But
so you haven't,
tomorrow morning will be different.
You haven't had the meltdown yet, have you?
I almost did the other night shoveling the driveway.
Did you?
It was so windy, and you just couldn't make any progress. Had the snow blowing in the face. Every time you shoveled for 20 minutes, you look back, and there's 3 more inches of snow from the drifts back where you already shoveled.
Yep. So you almost had it. You could feel what I
was close
through 3 years ago.
I was close, yeah. If I had a bigger driveway, I would have been real close to where you were.
Just launching that thing into your neighbor's driveway?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it felt good.
I'm sure it did.
It really felt good.
Yeah. But I have to say, we got a product for Christmas I gave to her that you've probably heard of and not sure about. Have you heard of the Squatty Potty?
No. What is this thing?
Okay, so it's like a little stool that you put under your toilet. And then when you're going BM, when you're doing a number two, you pull it out a little bit, and you put your feet up on it. It elevates your feet like 9 inches, so then your knees are above your waist, and apparently it like straightens out your colon to make your business meetings more efficient and more pleasurable. And I was a little skeptical of it. Like, I heard mixed reviews on it. Actually, I shouldn't say I've heard good reviews, but I was like, how good can it be? I was like, you know what?
You put it to the test.
It's unbelievable, Bill.
Really?
It's like, I feel like it's changed my life.
Oh, continue.
So you go, you sit on there, and it just, everything just goes smoothly. The only downfall it is, it doesn't give you time to, like, go through the smartphone. It almost goes too quick.
Oh, one of those?
But it's, like, so different, because now if I use the downstairs commode, and I don't have one down there, it feels so different, like I'm really forcing the issue.
Well, you're gonna have to have one in every mudroom, I think.
I'm thinking about it, and I was thinking about sending 3 to you as a housewarming gift.
That would be very lovely, because you know there's nothing more that I enjoy than a good mud.
And I feel like Susie would like it too.
And what is it? Does it look like a stepladder, or what? Like, what's this thing?
It's just
like
I'll send you a picture after we get off. But it's basically like a little piece of plastic. It looks like a step stool, and it just is circular, so you can tuck it right under the toilet. And then you just pull it out a little when you're ready to go, and you just put your feet up on it. It's a little awkward at first. Takes you a couple days to get used to, like, the position. But once you do, things get moving. It's great.
Now, you got this for her for Christmas?
Yeah, that was the romantic Christmas gift.
Let me ask you a question. How did that go over? Because is that kind of like getting your wife, like, a blender or, like, a pots and pans? Like,
no,
you didn't
she
get
was
slapped
excited
or
about
anything?
Because after I gave it to her, she's like, how'd you know I wanted one of these things?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and it's fun for the whole family.
When you're getting a wife something to effectively take a good mud and she appreciates it, that's a keeper right there.
That's true, very true. But yeah, I feel like you gotta. I might send you one, see if you guys like it.
Where do you buy these things?
I got it on Amazon, but I think you can only order them online. I got it on Amazon.
And it's called what?
The Squatty Potty.
The Squatty Potty.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Have we gotten the girls introduced yet, or are they too young?
Yergina tries to use it, but because she's too short, it only works if it raises your knees above your hips. So if she puts her feet on it, it doesn't raise her knees high enough. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it does work, though. I couldn't believe... I was skeptical. I was a skeptic, and
I've heard of these things, but I've never actually talked to somebody who's put it into use.
Yeah, and who... I mean, who more could you trust?
That's true.
Then you talk to somebody on the street, maybe one of your goofballs from the golf course you might trust on these matters, but, I mean, you're not going to be talking about this over coffee.
And like, is it almost like a laxative? Does it happen all at once?
Yeah, it does. It really pushes the issue.
Wow.
It makes it go quick. That's the one downfall, is that it's a little too quick.
I mean, you could still sit there, though, take your feet down and go through your smartphone, couldn't you?
I have. You can and I have, yes.
Okay. I mean, nothing says that you have to exit the lavatory ASAP.
No, that's very true. There are no hard and fast rules about that.
Wow, I'm gonna have to further investigate this. This sounds like a beautiful, beautiful item for the new house.
Yeah, I might have to. That might be the housewarming gift. I'll get your address and
That would be a nice housewarming gift.
Yeah. Would you like? Speaking of mud, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear this one.
This is from Rogue Brewery out of, I believe, Portland, Oregon. Is Rogue? Let me see. Yes, Newport, Oregon, basically Portland. It's hazelnut brown nectar. It's ale with natural hazelnut flavor. And it's very, very good. I like it a lot. Let's see what the alcohol content on this bad boy is. Not listed, but it's very good. I think I've had this before. I don't know if I've had it on the podcast, but I do like it a lot. Back-to-back gold medals in the specialty beer category of the American Beer Festival.
What's the alcohol?
I couldn't find it on the bottle.
Couldn't find it, okay.
I'd guess probably like a 6.5, 7 in that range. It's got a little sweetness, and you get that like hazelnut flavor, the nutty flavor to it. It's not heavy.
Good
but
beer?
It's a dark beer. It's very good.
Could you drink 10 of them?
I could probably have 4.
Okay.
So it's one that, it's not like one and done, but it's not a session beer where you can, you know, if I'm drinking 10, I'm having Narragansett.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? That's all I have pre-break. How about you? You have anything else you want to add?
No, that's all I've got. Back from break. This is episode 201 of the Por Favor Monte Gase Alejandro de los podcast. Mr. Clinton is joining us from Westerly, Rhode Island. Blustery Westerly, Rhode Island.
Quite blustery.
Quite blustery. Is it blowing or is it pretty calm right now?
It was super windy during the storm, and then the day after, it was a little wind. Like, right before you called me on Skype, there was a pretty good gust where you could kind of hear the windows rattling a little bit, but it hasn't been too bad.
Hasn't been too bad.
No.
We're going into the dog days of winter now. We're at the beginning of January. The coldest days are still upcoming, aren't they?
Hey, don't rub it in. I'm well aware of that. Christmas is over. I don't have a lot to look forward to.
This is the part that you
hate.
In the
next couple of months, yeah. Because my February trip has been postponed, which is fine. I'm not, like, you know, obviously. But I don't have that, like, middle of the winter break right now to look forward to. And, yeah, there's a good 8 weeks of misery ahead of me, weather-wise.
So why not? Let's take a little trip right now, Billy.
Oh, should we get right? We'll talk about it. Yeah, a little trip. Maybe like a guy's weekend kind of thing.
How about if we each plan a guy's weekend?
That sounds fantastic.
Friday through Sunday, leave Monday morning.
Friday through
Sunday.
Go ahead. That sounds like something that could easily, would be like a dream. I don't know if I could make it happen in the next few years with the girls being so young, but that would be like, it would be perfect. Me, you, maybe Schaefer, Willing. We got to find a couple people that'll play golf because that's going to play heavily into it.
I'm taking you, DeVorney, and Nate.
Okay. Would I get along with those goofballs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah, they're all idiots.
Now, between the four of us over three nights, because you said Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, how many beers would be consumed, do you think?
You want to talk what, cases?
Just general number. Just number, straight number.
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I'd say four cases.
Wow, okay. So that's like 108 beers at least, something like that?
Yeah, 112? At least.
Okay. I could see that, because that's three nights divided by four. Yeah, okay. That's like 12 a night average.
That's easily attainable, don't you think?
Am I doing that math right? Yeah, I'm doing that math right. Yeah, that's easily attainable. Because, you know, we'll be out during the day, obviously. It's not like we're just going to sit around from noon until midnight drinking beers at the hotel. Although, that wouldn't be that bad.
No.
But I wouldn't necessarily drop the extra money to stay at a Disney resort just to sit in the room and drink beers.
Now, who are you bringing?
That's a good question. I think I have to say you, right?
You don't have to.
We're contractually obligated.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is that.
I would definitely, it would be me and you. I feel like Schaefer could hold his own. I don't know if he's a golfer. We haven't really got that far. But I feel like he would hold his own. I would say maybe even Willing, but he's not a drinker, right? He doesn't drink.
No, no.
So he's out, right out.
Yeah, he's definitely out.
Sorry, Doug. Because that's the same reason I wouldn't bring Frank. Although he would have a good time, like if we played golf and hung out. But he's not a drinker either, so he's out. My buddy Dave would be good because he likes to play golf. Or my buddy Aris, either of those guys, who've met and you've gotten along with, they're both big golfers and they would hold their own. They're just not Disney guys, but we could probably convert them.
That'll change because DeVorney's not a Disney guy either.
Yeah, true. Because see, I was trying to think of more Disney guys instead of just like the straight up guys weekend, you know. But either way, it doesn't matter because if you run this itinerary with any group of guys, they're going to become Disney guys.
Correct.
So do you want to go day by day? We'll like alternate. I'll do my Friday. You do your Friday.
Yeah, go ahead. So you fly into MCO.
Fly into MCO. Not even going to bother renting a car. We're just going to get on the Magical Express.
No. You're not even doing the Magical Express. We're sending a limo out there for you.
The Mikey Express. You're going to pick me up.
Yeah, we're sending a limo out there.
All right, that's fine. A town car or something?
Yeah.
Get Vinny driving us. And I think we should get, for four people, get a two-bedroom villa at Old Key West.
Okay, that's where you're staying.
That's where I'm staying. And the reason is, and I think you'll probably back me up on this, if you remember back in early November, we had a beautiful breakfast at Olivia's.
We did.
And that place was hopping, wasn't it?
Yeah,
in the
morning? Yeah.
I just loved the vibe there. I could see rolling out of bed 9:30, 10 o'clock, a little hungover from the night before, going down, taking a dip in the pool, getting maybe a Bloody Mary at the pool bar, which was busy at, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, it was popping that early, yep.
People were ordering cocktails already, people lined up for food. That place had a good vibe to it, like a real vacation vibe. I was digging it. I want to stay there. That would be the perfect place, I feel like, for a guy's weekend, because the pool's nice. It's not Weasel Central. The grounds are gorgeous, and there's plenty to explore. There's the restaurant. There's a good bar. Has a lot going for it. I don't know. What do you think of that?
I think you're off to a good start right now, Jurgen.
All right, and since we're arriving on Friday morning, why not a little late breakfast at the aforementioned Olivia's? Because you're just getting in, you're settling in, you don't need to get too far away. Just have a little late breakfast over there. And you can't really go wrong with anything on the menu. Had a good menu. We had a very nice breakfast there, sitting out on the porch, which is what would definitely have to happen. Get that, get all settled in. And I figured it's Friday night. Head over to Epcot Center.
You're going to Epcot?
Because you have to do some park stuff. I mean, I don't want to do all park, but if you're going to be at Disney, you might as well hit up the parks. I feel like Epcot Center is the way to go. And you know, a late breakfast. You might want to get a snack somewhere around World Showcase, but get a couple beers or a couple cocktails around World Showcase. Just walk around, take in the sights, maybe hit up the Rose and Crown for a little while, a couple belts over there, get an appetizer. You know, the good way to do World Showcase, just walk around. And so you kind of hit up lunch there with a couple snacks. Depending on the time of year, it could be a festival, Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, so there's good opportunities for food there. And I figured for dinner, do something that I've never done, but I think would be a great start, like as your first dinner when everyone gets there and really gets nice and primed, is going to Beer Garden.
Oh, okay.
Sitting down at one of the long tables, big steins of beer, eating some dirty, filthy sausages. Really stink up the room the next morning and that evening afterwards, but I feel like that'd be a good dinner for the first night. In the park, you get the all-you-can-eat, big beer hall kind of thing. I feel like that's made for that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a place for guys to get grub.
Mm.
Big old beer steins.
Yeah, exactly. What do you have going on for Friday?
Well, I'm going to pick the boys up, and you know where we're staying. We're going to stay at the DVC at the Grand Floridian.
I thought you were going to try to get the Disney Inn back up and running.
Yeah, if I could, that would definitely be my first choice. But my second choice is also walking distance from the golf courses. So we're going to get a two-bedroom villa at the Grand Floridian DVC.
Okay.
Now
the
boys are getting in. They're getting in a little later in the morning, so we're not going to be able to get breakfast. But we're going to get the next best thing. We're going to go over to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
So those who want lunch can get lunch, and those who want a late breakfast can get a late breakfast. So
that's a good choice.
You can't go wrong there. I'm definitely going to start with my steak and eggs, and you guys can have whatever you want.
Yeah, you don't have to order for us. You could suggest things, but you don't have to order for us. Yeah. That sounds good. That's a good way to start it off.
And then what I think is it's basically just going to be a spa day. We're going to relax because we got two big days coming up.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to relax at the spa. I'm going to probably get my first massage there.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to get a massage, maybe a manicure and a pedicure.
Oh, you're really going all out. Who's paying for this guy's trip? I was trying to at least keep mine under like $2,000 a person. This thing is already going all out.
Frank's paying for it.
Oh, okay, then that's fine. Sounds good. I'll get two massage, 90-minute soft tissue massage.
Yeah, I was that talking to good. Somebody. They asked me if I had ever had a manicure or pedicure, and they said that they are absolutely amazing.
Hmm. I think I'd be too embarrassed to have someone digging away at my toes.
I agree.
Remember that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they like get the belt sander out to do his toes? I feel like that would be me. I mean, I think I could do a manicure. Because my hands aren't gross, but I don't think I want someone digging away at my dirty feet.
Yeah, somebody told me that they're amazing, so I'm just going to go for it. It's just going to be a complete spa day.
Okay. You having, like, mimosas and, like, little finger sandwiches, too?
No, tea would be a little too much for a bunch of guys.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we're just going to hang out by the pool, just relax.
That's what we're one or two of those cases of beer might get consumed.
Yeah, we might have some beers by the pool. And then we're going to finish it off with dinner at Narcusi's.
Okay, can't go wrong with that.
So that's pretty much my Friday right there, Billy.
I like that. Good, simple, don't have to leave the Grand Floridian. Now I guess I'll find out, but I have a feeling we may not leave the Grand Floridian at all the whole 3 days with your plans, but we'll see.
We'll see. You might be surprised.
All right, unfortunately, or maybe not unfortunately, but coincidentally, my Saturday is very similar to your Friday. I figured after the first night, everyone getting together for the first time in a while, we'd probably have a late night drinking beers and whatever at Old Key West. So the next morning, you know, we might have a tea time at the Palm or Magnolia. I haven't decided yet, but one of the golf courses over there have like an 11:45 tea time. And go get a late breakfast at the Grand Floridian Cafe, like you said. And then if someone wants a burger, they can go for it. If they want the breakfast, they can have it. But figure, you know, maybe like a 10 o'clock reservation over there. Get a breakfast and go over and play an 18. 18-hole round. I'm hoping it's not, like, August, so the noon tee time, it doesn't hurt us. But I feel like maybe, like, a late November trip, we'd be pretty much in the clear having mm-hmm. that tee time.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, you know, be done. It was getting close to dinner time now. Go get washed up. And then I thought maybe just hanging out at the resort, go over to Animal Kingdom, which now is open later, and not necessarily do any of the rides, but just check out the Avatar section, maybe grab a quick bite at the Satuli Canteen. Then I thought just hang out at the Nomad Lounge over there. Get a couple drinks, couple appetizers, the bar that's attached to Tiffin's, and just kind of chill out after a nice round of golf and have some cocktails and some cheese plates and whatever. They have some good wings there, I've heard, things like that. So that's basically my Saturday, a little bit of Animal Kingdom just to check it out and kind of walk around. Because I feel like Animal Kingdom has become closer to what Epcot is now, where you can just kind of walk around the different areas, grab a little snack to eat, grab a cocktail, and you don't even have mm-hmm. to do any rides. You can just walk around and enjoy the scenery for a different Animal Kingdom obviously has a different vibe, but you can do that same type of walking around the park where you don't really have to do anything and still have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that would be a good way to close out Saturday. How about your Saturday, well, Billy?
We've got a busy day. We're going to get the first breakfast reservation at 1900 Park Fair.
Okay.
So we're going to fill up, and then we're heading over to the Palm and Magnolia golf courses. We're playing 36 holes today.
Holy crap, okay. Yep.
So that's why we needed a big breakfast. We're going to go over there, and we're going to play at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And we're going to play the Magnolia. And then we're just going to get a quick little lunch there at Shades of Green.
Okay.
And then we're going back out. This is the middle of summer, mind you. So we're going back out at about 2.
Okay.
And we're going to play the Palm. And I have to accommodate Devorney, because Devorney's a big golfer, and he's coming down to Disney just to play golf, so I got to make sure that I pacify him.
Yeah, no, 36 holes sounds fine. I mean, we'll have carts, we'll be mm-hmm. well hydrated, and but that's a good 9 hours of golf.
Yes, easily. At least, yep.
Depending on who's in front of us, could be 10 hours.
Yep.
Which is fine. I mean, that's a good way to spend a day instead of running around the parks for 12 hours. Do a nice, relaxing 36 holes of golf.
Yep.
Beautiful. What else you got? Just passing out after that?
Yeah,
that
you know what? We're going to come back and probably have some beers and hang out at Meisner's.
Just
have some appetizers, see if we can get some menu items from Citrico's.
Even if not, you could always just go down to the quick serve, grab a bite.
Yeah, but we probably, you know, you're going to have a margarita. Not a margarita, mm-hmm. but what do you have at
Meisner's? Oh, a martini?
You're going to have a martini.
Yep.
You know, we'll load up on a couple Bud Lights beforehand, and I'll probably switch over to have a couple Bloody Marys and just hang out there and listen to the band, because it's going to be an early night. We're going to be exhausted from golfing all day.
That's true. That might be a good cigar on the balcony night.
Wouldn't that be a great night?
That sounds good. So my Sunday I have kind of just as a resort day at Old Key West, because as I said at the beginning, there's a lot to do over there. I mean, they had shuffleboard,
tennis courts, basketball,
volleyball. I mean, the golf course is right there. We're not even going to talk about that. But I figured we'd just get a little get early pool time. Just roll out of bed, get the trunks on, head over to the pool, grab a quick serve breakfast sandwich right over there at the pool if you want a Bloody Mary or just a coffee or an orange juice or something. Sit out by the pool, hot tub, just hang out, maybe do some shuffleboard. There's a sauna there. Let's not forget that. At the pool. So there's plenty to do. And here's the next best part. As you well know, you can take a little boat right over to Disney Springs from Old Key West. So we're getting on a boat, and we have a lunch reservation at Art Smith Homecoming.
There you go.
Some beautiful fried chicken. Just take our time. A nice, relaxing lunch over there. Sit out. You could sit outside or inside, depending on the weather. Or maybe sit up at the bar and get some beautiful fried chicken, you know, really fill up on that. And then just kind of walk around a little bit, Disney Springs, because there's plenty to do, even without the shopping. I mean, you can go all these different bars, all these places that just opened up, that Edison place just opened up. Maybe check that out. The Enzo's Underground Hideaway, all these new joints that are just opening up right now. It's pretty cool over there. There's the Jock Lindsay Hangar Bar. plenty of things to do. The Coca-Cola store is pretty cool. There's, you know, you could definitely spend a few hours there. And I figured if it's a later launch or, you know, a long launch maybe, get done with lunch 2, walk around for a few hours. And I thought a good way to end off the evening is going to the that waterfront bar at the boathouse. Sitting out there and getting a nice steak, sitting out at the bar, having a couple cocktails, early dinner, go back on the boat over to Old Key West and just hang out at the pool the rest of the night. Just enjoy the resort. Sit at the gurgling suitcase for a while, take a couple belts, you know, just nice and relaxing.
I like that.
Real slow day, but, you know, just kind of, it's all about food on that last day. Art Smith and Boathouse, can't go wrong with either place. And that's it, and then you're just going home Monday. I don't think, we're not really planning anything for Monday, right?
No, probably not. Maybe something quick, but we can, it's pretty much a travel day.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I wouldn't bother with the Monday. So that's it. I figured that's a good way to end it, just hanging out at the resort, having some beers, and having some laughs around the pool.
So now my Sunday is going to be not more of a park day, but we're going to start off over at your resort. We're going to go over to Old Key West and have breakfast at Olivia's.
Oh, beautiful. Can't go wrong with that.
Because we've got another early tea time over at Lake Buena Vista.
Oh, okay.
Got to play all 3 golf courses.
Sure.
So we're gonna play golf. We'll be done by about 1 o'clock, and now we're heading over to Epcot.
Okay,
and beautiful. we're gonna walk around Epcot for a while because I think if we're gonna go to one park, that'll probably be the park that Devorney enjoys.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do Soarin', do Test Track, and check out the countries.
Yeah, make a couple fast passes and just kind of go easy the rest of the way.
Maybe have a light lunch at one of the quick serves.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because what we're going to do now is you got to go out with a bang. So we're going to walk over to the Dolphin.
Oh, don't tell me.
We're going to the Dolphin, and we're going to have dinner at Shula's.
Don Shula's, yeah. I thought you were going to say Yachtsman, but you're still thinking about Shula's,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I really am.
The devil you know, exactly.
You know, and it's funny because when we were talking about maybe some Christmas Eve traditions, Susie made mention that now that we're in the new house, you might want to, you know, have neighbors over and just have, like, pickies and hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. And I said, no, I kind of want to start a new tradition of going to Shula's every Christmas Eve. So we're in the preliminary discussions on that.
Negotiate. It's all a negotiation.
Yeah. But, I mean, what better place for 4 goofballs after a golfing weekend than having dinner at Shula's?
Yeah, that's true. I was going to go with that, but I knew you would, so that's why I picked Boathouse. Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to have Shula's. Although most of our stuff was the same anyway, but at least we had a little different there.
And I want to make sure that the reservation's early enough that we can get back for Illuminations, because it would be nice to go for a nice little walk after eating all that dinner at Shula's to go back over to Epcot and watch Illuminations and relax for a little bit.
You know, I have to say, I love Illuminations, but I think what I like best is walking out after Illuminations, going slow and going through mouse gear and like really
just watching
my time to get
watching
the
crowds thin.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. And when you were down in November on the trip, when we left Magic Kingdom that night super late and we walked through the Emporium, we were the last ones on Thunder Mountain. Then we just walked out slowly, walked through the Emporium, looked at all the stuff. Like, that was really cool, and it was a lot less people there. I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. It's because we were messing around on Facebook Live and things like that. But those are the things you really remember. You know, I'm not going to necessarily remember going on Thunder Mountain for the 30th time. But
yeah,
I'll remember
exactly
going through the Emporium and, you know, joking around with you and my sisters and everything on the way out.
You always remember your Facebook Lives. We're live, Jürgen.
That's true. You could always go back and watch it again, too.
You can. They're archived there forever.
I think. I don't know how. I don't know if they stay forever, but
nah, I
hope they
so
do. That sounds like a good way to end it, though. Just Illuminations and heading back, and then can kind of kick back at the Grand Floridian.
Hang out by the pool
and
again. And
yeah, exactly.
Finish up whatever suds that we have.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a few left over.
Now, let's just say we've still got a few minutes. Let's just say that you have afternoon flights.
Okay.
So we don't have to leave first thing in the morning. Where are we going for breakfast? You go.
All right. For breakfast, I have to go back to Boma.
Oh, you're going to Boma.
Nice, dirty breakfast buffet. That's the best breakfast I've had at Disney, still.
Mm.
Olivia's was good. Cape May was good. Kona was really good. Trail's End was good. I mean, of the places I've gone that I really liked. Haven't had a bad breakfast at Disney, as far as a sit-down, I have to say.
Their sit-down breakfasts are consistently good. You very rarely get a bad sit-down breakfast. The quick serve leaves a lot to be desired, but...
Sure. I mean, occasionally you find a diamond in the rough with a quick serve breakfast, but for the most part, they're just, they are what they are. Uh-huh. You know what you're getting. Yeah, I don't know. Boma, that was a good breakfast.
That was awesome.
I mean, that's a perfect place, because when we went, that was a little bit of a later reservation, and it was my sister Mary, you, myself, and Susie, and it was so relaxing in there, wasn't it?
Because we took our time,
they didn't rush
hurry.
Us, but they also didn't rush us.
I mean, we walked
if it was
around
a character buffet, they would be rushing us out of there, you know? It was great. And I'd like, that would be a good way to end it for a breakfast before our flights. Probably have to make a pit stop at a business meeting, bring my squatty potty as a carry-on.
Bring your squatty. Wouldn't that be funny if they had portable squatty potties?
Just fold up ones, put it in your backpack.
That would be beautiful.
Yeah, that would be. How about you? What would you do for a last breakfast?
You know what?
I'm just
going to stay on the loop because... we'll just take the monorail over to the Contemporary and go to the Wave. That's always a safe spot.
I don't know, man. I thought you were going to say Kona, and now I'm disappointed because you went with the Wave.
I something about the Wave that I really like.
I know. You're like, infatuated with that place.
Well, what I like is that they have a really nice buffet, and they also have sit-down. So you get a little bit. You know, a lot of people don't like buffets.
Yeah, I can understand, because sometimes you... You eat too much of something, and you don't get to try what you really wanted.
And that's what I've told Kristen. We had that discussion because she said, I don't eat enough to pay, you know, $22 for a buffet. I said, don't look at it as if you're getting enough, if you're not eating enough. I said, you're getting an assortment of different things. So look at, you know, you're just paying for variety.
Right.
But a lot of people, they just, you know, they look at, oh, I paid $23, and I didn't get $23 worth of breakfast, so...
Yeah, but you don't get that anyway. If you order a meal, if you go to Kona and you order the specialty pancakes, it's like $17. You know, are you getting $17 worth of pancakes?
That's true.
You know, for $5 more, you can have as much bacon and fruit cup and everything that you want if you do a buffet.
Right.
So I agree with you on that. It's not about getting your money's worth. It's about being able to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But there's people, and I've done it before, where you... put too much on that first plate, and you say, I'll come back and get this other half of the buffet. So you need to take less of everything, I feel like.
Yeah, go light every time you go up.
It's hard, though. It's hard because you see that bacon, and you want the four slices instead of one or two.
Yeah, that first time you go up, you're just a slob. I remember when we hit Cape May Cafe, and we destroyed that with the shitty scrambled eggs.
Right, that scoop of eggs. Like, you don't need a full scoop of eggs. You need, like, a little third of a scoop, just enough to have a couple forkfuls. You know, you need one Mickey waffle. You don't need four Mickey waffles. Couple breakfast potatoes, you know? It's hard to do. It's hard, because especially when you're hungry and you really want to dig into it.
I got my hand over my face right now because I haven't really been thinking about Cape May Cafe, that breakfast, but that shitty and eggs with the cheese.
See, that breakfast was good, but nothing met, like, Boma blew it out of the water.
Yeah,
for me.
See, it was, for me, it was the shitty and eggs.
You like that.
That really messed me up, Billy. That really messed me up.
It stayed with you, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But Boma had the make-your-own-omelet section. The carved meats were so good at Boma. That turkey. I never thought I'd love turkey as much as I did at Boma.
Now I got to look at maybe running up there one of these sad days with Susie for breakfast.
Yeah. Which one would you do, Cape May or Boma?
Now you got me all messed up with Boma.
Yeah, that was a good pick, wasn't it?
Yeah, Boma was good.
That was good.
Oh, Boma was good. God, it's all we Either talk way. About is food.
Hey, it's the best part, isn't it? Oh. Yeah, I like my itinerary for this, but yours sounds pretty good too. I don't know, but the 36 holes is making me a little worried in one day.
You're concerned about the 36?
I'm concerned about just being totally burned out for the next day and not even be able to get out of bed.
Mm.
You know, if you hit a little, you get a little too much sun, you get some of that, like, sun sickness a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
You don't feel like moving the next day, and then you got another 18 holes to go. You could be totally wiped. It's like you don't think playing golf doesn't take a lot out of you, but it can in the Florida heat.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way we play.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy taking 68 swings around and then all those three putts.
Plus your three putts, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I don't have anything else really to add at this point.
I got nothing
sounds
else
like,
either.
I don't think we could go wrong with either plan, though.
No. We'll go to break.
All right, sounds good.
You may be surprised to learn that Walt Disney World Resort is home to three prestigious 18-hole golf courses designed to take advantage of Central Florida's natural beauty with rolling lush greens and sparkling water hazards. Disney's Lake Buena Vista Golf Course is one of the few courses that have hosted PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, and USGA events. This classic country club course winds through pastel villas, pine forests, palmettos, and sparkling lakes. Disney's Magnolia Golf Course is designed in classic tour style. This championship course is the longest of the Walt Disney World Resort. Named for its majestic magnolia trees, this course features elevated tees, spacious greens, and challenging water hazards. Wide fairways invite you to hit the ball and
all right, we're back from break. This is episode 201 of the Paul Favor Mantengase a la Adrenalis podcast. We just did a little guys weekend. Mr. Klinsman came down, got out of that cold up in Westerly, Rhode Island for a three-day weekend. How do you feel after this little trip with your buddies?
I would feel great. That would totally recharge the batteries. You know, I'm feeling pretty good right now anyway, in general. But I have to say, that trip sounds pretty fantastic. Either one, mine or yours. But
little sun, little moisturizing on the skin.
Yeah, a little...
played some golf.
A little alcohol consumed.
Gained 25 pounds, but we can always get that off.
Well, I mean, if we did a push cart, maybe we wouldn't gain too much weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you want to get into... We had one comment on our Facebook about this.
Yeah, sure.
I'll read. Since I said Schaefer might be joining, we'll go. He, like, wrote a diatribe.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. It was one of those where you click continue, and then you had to click continue again.
It's like a manifesto.
It was.
Look at this. He goes, at 6:54 a.m., he says, I like this idea. I'll come up with an itinerary soon. 4 hours later, he comes out with this.
So he'd given 4 hours of thinking about this.
That's way more than I've given to it. I started scribbling down ideas 4 minutes before you called me on Skype. So he says, I'm thinking Friday, head right to Epcot, get a quick breakfast at Sunshine Seasons and do a few things in Future World. Then head over to Drink and Eat Around the World. Via Napoli for lunch. Gotta have some pizza with the dudes. Then hit the boardwalk area for dinner. Probably Yachtsman. Good call. Finish the night out back at Epcot for Illuminations and a few Maelstrom margaritas. That's at Cava de Tequila. Saturday morning, maybe play 18. Then get lunch at Homecoming. Good move. And hang out in Disney Springs. After that, head over to Magic Kingdom for a few hours before getting dinner at Ohana. Head back to Fort Wilderness to our buddy Doug Willing's Fifth Wheel, which is more than satisfactory accommodations for us, and drink a whole bunch of beers. Sunday morning, do a bass fishing charter on the Seven Sea Lagoon, then come back and grill out at the campsite. That evening, head over to Animal Kingdom, eat at the Pandora Quick Serve, ride Flight of Passage, and whatever else at Animal Kingdom. At park close, head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, have a few drinks at the Sanaa Bar, and get the bread service. Monday morning, finish it all off with breakfast at Kona. Then he wants to know, when are we doing this? He's ready for it.
Oh, wow. He's all ready to go.
That's not bad. I don't know about the fishing thing. Are you a big fisherman, Bill?
I've never fished a day in my life.
Yeah, me either. If I'm going to do it, I mean, that sounds like the way to do it. Charter a boat on the Seven Sea Lagoon.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're going to do it, you might as well be a cheerleader.
Right, exactly. Grilling out at the campsite, I didn't even think of that, doing
that
like our own cooking.
That would be fun, man, wouldn't
because it? Because even at one of the DVCs, you get a full kitchen. Mm-hmm. So you could get some steaks and do some grilling or cook in the hotel. That's a good option that we didn't even think of. Because you imagine just sitting around a grill out at the Old Key West or Fort Wilderness or Grand Floridian and just drinking a ton of beers and putting some beautiful steaks on the grill and some sausages and stuff like that.
No, that sounds beautiful.
Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes.
Good call. I didn't even think of that, Schaefer. I like that. I have to be honest. I didn't even read his reply until right now. I saw the click continue was too much
mm-hmm.
filled up my whole screen on the cell phone to read it.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I just closed it up. Beautiful. All right, well, that sounds pretty good. I mean, either any of those trips would work out. Can't really go wrong. Not like I would complain anyway.
Willing's fifth wheel is sweet.
Is it?
It's really nice.
Is it? It's like a hotel on wheels?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got the Stacy channel because you basically hooked right up to Disney cable. They got Marshall's room, and then they had like their master bedroom up in the tongue area. Mm-hmm. And they have a dining room and a couch. I mean, it's really, really, really nice.
And then they have that like that overhang thing, right, that they could do that goes outside so they could put out their little camping stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think if you're going to rough it, that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, I guess that would be the way I'd like to do it.
Having a Stacy channel.
Yeah. Air conditioning.
Yeah.
Running water, all that. Yeah, that sounds good to me. All right, Bill, bring us home.
Yeah, I got nothing else to add. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Poor For War Podcast. Find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Poor For War Podcast. Email the show, info@poorforwarpodcast.com. You can email me, Mike at Poor For War Podcast. Mr. Klinsman?
You can email me, Gary@poorforwarpodcast.com, and go to youtube.com/poorforwarpodcast. Check out some of our old videos. And we got to get more stuff on there. I've kind of gone radio silent the last couple months. But we'll get stuff back up there. We have some content we need to continue to be bringing up there.
All right.
We got it going. New year, new me, right?
New year, new me. Exactly.
Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Exactly. Status quo.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 201 of Report for War. Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Blusterly. Blusterly! I like
Blusterly,
that.
Blusterly, there we go.
Blusterly.
It's a new name for it.
Blusterly, Rhode Island. This is Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.